All right, so this episode, we're going to do something fun. I have a list of questions right here in this paper. And it's, I got these questions from an article called 100 Interesting Questions to Ask People Around You.
All of them are from this article?
All of them are from this article. All right, okay, well, one of them is not. It's journalism related.
Okay.
And we're just to give our listeners a little bit more information about us, we're just going to ask interesting questions to each other. All right. So the first question is, and we're going to answer both of us. If you could be any age for a week, what age would that be? You first.
Probably have to go back to fourth grade.
Fourth grade. And were you still at St. Mark's?
I started first grade.
You started where?
First grade.
Yeah. So why was fourth grade?
Fourth grade
is so important.
I don't know. There's something about fourth grade. Just everything's funny in fourth grade.
Everything's funny in fourth grade.
Yeah, it's hard to be a sad fourth grader.
Oddly, that's a viable reason
for
going to back to fourth grade.
Yeah. And you're also, I mean, at least at St. Mark's, you're the ones, the oldest ones in lower school. So.
Yeah. So probably for me, I would want to be 2 years old. Because when you're 2 years old, nothing matters in life, and you could do whatever you want. You can knock over a vase, and everybody's just like, oh, he's just a baby. So he can do that. And when you're 2 years old, I'm just assuming that with this question that you can remember everything.
Oh.
You can remember everything that happened while you were that age. So after a week, you just go back to, I'm 18 now.
Okay,
so, for a week, I'd be 2 years old, and I'll just be at 18 years old, and I'd remember everything.
Yeah.
So I want to know what it feels like. Just people just keep touching your face when you're a baby and being like, oh, like, I feel like that'd be a cool experience.
Yeah. If you got to remember everything, maybe I'd be around two too.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
So that's a deep question, but we'll move on to the next one. All right. So, second question, journalism related. What was your favorite story you've worked on for The Remarker or Focus? Focal Point.
I have to think about that one. What's yours?
Well, I'd say for me, Misty's definitely up there.
Yeah.
But I'd say my first story I've ever worked on.
Really?
Which I clearly remember. It's a story on Jake Holder doing the Ironman triathlons. And it was my first ever issue. I was given a CBI. And I was so pumped because it was a sports section story. And I knew I wanted to be sports editor. Mm-hmm. And I just loved sports. So... just had a lot of fun with that story, and then just seeing it published made me really happy.
Yeah,
that's why it was my favorite story. Do you want to come back to it?
Well, so my favorite story isn't necessarily what I would go back and read and think, okay, yeah, this is like my best story or something like that. But in terms of just my experience in the St. Mark's journalism program and on The Remarker. October issue of my rookie year, I had the chance to work on the cover story, and I remember
your rookie year.
Yeah,
so it was sophomore.
Yeah, my rookie year when I was a sophomore, October. So the cover was on political correctness, and
the
story itself, I think is pretty good, but nothing, crazy.
Yeah.
But I just remember thinking that I didn't know whether or not I was going to get additional reporting or not.
Oh, just on the byline.
And I worked so hard because all I wanted was not to to have my name on the byline and not be additional reporting.
And that's a huge thing on The Remarker.
Yeah.
Like just working hard so that you don't get additional reporting.
Yeah. So
that's an inside joke.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, on The Remarker, you just always want your name on the real byline.
Right.
And first, preferably.
Yeah. but yeah, I just remember, working really hard on that. And, that was a really good experience for me to have because, it just kind of taught me, the journalism work ethic. And, I just did a bunch of little stuff like researching ideas well in advance. And, I had a Pinterest idea that ultimately ended up being, the cover visual. And
Cool.
Yeah.
Next question. Since you are the magazine editor, Focus Magazine, Favorite magazine and why? And I'll let you go first because I kind of have to think about this.
Okay. Definitely Esquire.
Esquire.
Yeah. I think they're, first of all, their design is always, like it feels good. Like
just every feels page. Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm like always like paying attention to their design. And then, also their stories, like I'm interested by their stories usually.
Yeah.
And, like not always I'm interested in like the little stuff, but you know, on a bigger package, Esquire's great.
Yeah. I'd say for me, Sports Illustrated, definitely, because okay. not only is their design great, because when I was sports editor, I'd go to Sports Illustrated for inspiration, look at their infographics, and it was usually on players that I was heavily invested in. And yeah. Sports Illustrated, with great stories too, with great design, it has it all. All right. So, next question. Favorite TV show?
Is there a genre here?
There's no genre, but I did pick this question because I'm a huge TV buff.
Okay.
Huge Netflix guy.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of TV. I'd go first.
Okay, yeah, go first.
My favorite TV show is Lost.
Ooh.
Hands down, greatest show of all time. Great acting, great storytelling,
yeah.
if you want to put it that
you
way.
You've never finished it. I've started it.
You started it?
It's just...
Well, what season did you...
I think I finished... I started one summer, and then I had to come back to it like the next summer. But it's just so long.
It's long.
Even longer than... You know, like, I've been binge-watched a lot of shows, and that's just, like, it's a totally new beast. It's
but like 24... But I feel like I kept with it because I was just so heavily invested in the characters, and it just wasn't like that for any other show for me.
Hmm. I have to do... Mine, probably comedy-wise, would definitely be Family Guy.
Family Guy?
Like...
Oh, that's a classic.
Just all their, like sketches are funny.
Yeah, Family Guy, South Park, definitely.
Character-wise, maybe something like Breaking Bad. I know that's a cliche answer.
Breaking Bad is totally a cliche answer.
But maybe come back to me and I'll have something a little bit more creative.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so next question. Let's see here. Okay, what is your biggest fear? We're getting philosophical here.
Okay. I used to have this weird dream. And I would, I'd be like paralyzed, and then like I'd see stuff. Like it's like a really weird nightmare.
Like sleep paralysis.
Not really. It'd be like in my dream. Like I'd see something bad. Like I'd see like a car crash
awake?
Happening.
You feel awake?
No, I'm like I'm in the dream, and I'm like walking around, and then all of a sudden like I see a car crash, but like I'm paralyzed, and I like can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
That's
about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
So, like,
does that happen to you often?
It used to like. I mean, it's happened a couple times, which, like, in itself, like, the fact that it's happened more than once, like, that's probably...
So, my biggest fear is probably, you know, when you're alone in your house and you hear a noise, and you're like, what was that? That's my biggest fear. And my biggest fear is...
So, you're scared of the unknown.
Of the unknown.
Okay.
Right. No, but this is, like, I'm out to kill you type unknown.
Oh.
Like, I'm alone in my house, and, like, I hear a noise, and, like, I actually see somebody there. I'm like, what do I do?
Okay.
That's my biggest fear. All right, next question here. I guess this is a pretty quick one. Favorite soda?
Favorite soda, Dr. Pepper.
Do you have a reason?
Do I have a reason?
It just goes well
I
with
like
food.
The feeling of not being able to get it when you're not in the South. And then
Wait, I didn't know you can get Dr. Pepper everywhere.
I mean, sometimes you can get it. Sometimes you can get it in the North, but it's technically a South thing. Yeah. So,
That's
like,
right.
In like New York, for example, hard to come by.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite soda is root beer. And
okay. Yeah.
When I say root beer, I do not mean A&W
mm-hmm.
because A&W is just filled with sugar and it's just super fizzy.
Yeah.
And if I see A&W, I'll drink it, but it's not my favorite soda.
Okay.
Like, technically.
Yeah.
The best root beer is definitely those that come in, like, the bottles, the glass bottles.
Yeah, for sure.
With the fresh vanilla, the extra vanilla in the root beer.
Yeah.
And
it's just not even a question.
Yeah. Just what I'm basically trying to say here is don't drink A&W.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Hidden Ray Westbrook talents.
Oh, okay.
For those of you who don't know, Ray Westbrook is our splendid newspaper advisor. He definitely has a great personality and it's definitely something worth commenting on. I did not find this one on the article, obviously, but I thought it was definitely a viable question to ask. So
okay.
I'll go first on this one. Hidden Ray talents. My favorite Ray Westbrook talent is, you know, when he's doing his J1, and J1 is beginning journalism for freshmen at St. Mark's. He has this uncanny ability to go on InDesign and just whip up a really nicely designed worksheet. And he'll put them around the publication suite. Like, for example, not just worksheets, he'll do, like, funny jokes. Like, the song It's Fun to Stay at the YMCA, he changed it to It's Fun to Stay at the CMYK. Like, journalism jokes like that, and he'll design... And he'll design it, and he'll actually spend time doing it.
Ray Westbrook does not know what Microsoft Word is.
Yeah,
he does everything on InDesign. We were actually talking about this recently, but if there's some things around the journalism suite that Ray has designed over the years, they're still hanging, but no one really stops to read them.
Yeah, like the 99.9%.
But that's exactly what I was going to say. There's one that's hanging, and it's a really nicely designed sheet of paper with a big 99% on the side. And if you stop and read it, it says a bunch of things that if you did it 99%, it would actually, like,
die. Yeah, like, if 99% of airplanes
didn't function,
then this many people would die. Like, it needs to be 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how those ideas come into his head, but that's why it's a hidden talent.
Yeah.
All right, what about you?
Any other ones? So I remember being in J1 and just never knowing when he was joking or not. And that has to be a hidden talent of his.
Yeah, he's definitely established a lot of inside jokes with his journalists. That's definitely a hidden talent. Ray Westbrook, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, this has been Focal Point. I'm Kobe Roseman.
I'm Rich Basu.
And we'll see you guys next week.